Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about diversifying your real estate investment company. Why it's so important to keep growing, but then branching out into doing new things. And the real reason is, as much as you really think it, that you know things are going to change. There's always somebody who figures something out that's younger and more aggressive and willing to replace you or attempt to replace you. It's just the way human nature is. So if you have 6 or 7 or 10 or 12 lines of income coming in on all different parts of real estate or different parts of the different markets around the country, it's just your chances of success are so much higher.
Exactly. And if one thing goes sideways or one area, who knows? You have 11 others to carry.
And then here's the good news. Look, I mean, like we said yesterday, if you can buy rural vacant land inexpensively and resell it, I mean, the world's your oyster. Mm-hmm. You can do it with houses then. You can do it with infill lots. You can do it with apartment buildings or lots.
Big ranches.
Or ranches. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so that's the good news. You figured the first one's the hardest.
Yep.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free. And before Jill reads a question, I'm going to share the sentence that Jill said to me right before we started recording. Can you tone down the negative relationship stuff? It's not as funny as you think. You know what that makes me want to do? Kick it up three notches. Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. That's really not good. Let me give you some relationship advice. Don't do that.
Because I love you, I will not talk about the negative aspects of a relationship this entire episode.
Save it for the Steve Bash show.
Oh, we need a Steve Bash show.
Yeah, then you can save it for that. That
right,
would be fine.
That's great.
I'm okay. You can do that anytime you want, and I won't be here. Okay. Brandon asks, hey, haven't been on in a while, meaning in our online community. Super busy with that last mailer hitting. I sent out 1,600 mailer/units, and I got 6 hate voicemails, 4 counteroffers that might be reasonable, 4 signed agreements that died during due diligence, and 8 accepted purchase agreements. I have picked the 2 I like best, and I am closing soon. Hope to make 300% ROI on terms with them. So far, so good. The rest I can't buy. I don't have any more cash. Thought I would offer up the contracts. I want $500 each. I have looked at each and estimated what I think they are worth, but take that with a grain of salt. I'm still new. If I'm way off, please let me know and help me get on track. Thanks everyone for all the info you just posted on here.
Send them.
That's our deal board.
I'll buy all that stuff. If there's good money in it, I'm happy to pay you $500 to transfer all of it.
So this is what goes on all the time in our community.
On deal board.
Right. In the current state, you can do something like this, reach out to the community as a whole in our online community. Now, just for listeners, there's a public area and there's a private area. So some of these conversations like this go on in the private area where you can't see it. It's just for members because they really are sharing, you know, information that should not be public about the deals, APNs,
and partnership stuff.
And then we have in that private closed community, we have a thing called our deal board. And that's where our members are posting these things and getting partnering up and making deals. Now, what we haven't shared very much is what you have working on.
Yeah.
That there's going to be a bigger way. We created the deal board for us to personally post all the deals that we pass on. That was the original intention. It grew to have a life of its own, or everybody else is doing it, and it's awesome. Now we're starting to have not only land deals that we're passing on, we have house deals, we have infill lot deals, mobile deals, all kinds of things that for whatever reason doesn't meet our buying criteria, but it's a deal that should not go to waste.
Yeah, I mean, this is a perfect prelude. The tools Jill is talking about are landcrowdfund.com and flipleader.com, which are both in development right now. Brandon here gave us the numbers. He's passing on very viable transactions. They're just not up his alley.
Mm-hmm.
And so it turns out, here's a real number. We have 11 1,000 deals that we have passed on over the years. Usually not because of the real estate itself, but because maybe there's people that have passed away and we just don't want to work that hard. We don't need to. Mm-hmm. But there are some people who specialize in that. Mm-hmm. You know, Jill and I never buy houses that are on a major street either, but some people specialize in that. So mm-hmm. it turns out we need a real efficient way. This group now is so big. We need an efficient way to not let those deals go to waste just because we personally don't want to do them.
Exactly.
And so, and I think $500 is kind of the number that I was actually thinking.
Just that's very fair.
I'm happy to transfer a very viable deal if it's up your alley over to you for $500.
Right.
Or, and that's what Land Crowdfund is. Really, he's set up for Land Crowdfund here because he doesn't have, he's run out of acquisition money, which happens to all of us. Believe it or not, it happens to us even. Mm. So, pull in a partner.
Yep.
Somebody's got too much. There's a lot of people in this group who have way too much money.
Yep.
Today's topic, diversifying your real estate investment company. This is the meat of the show. Like I said earlier, you figure this out, and one, probably with rural vacant land, if you followed the directions in the program, why not do it with infill lots? A couple days ago, we had somebody, Matt, was having tons of success with infill lots in Tennessee. Why not?
I see a lot
assisted living facilities. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if you have a medical or healthcare background and that just seems logical to you, expand.
I see a lot of our members doing it just because it's fun, and sometimes they're like, "Hey, I kind of nailed that one. I've got this all figured out. I know how to buy 20 acres. I know how to buy 2,000 acres. You know, I'm kind of bored. I want to look at something else while that is running in the background." So, and that's, you know, we say never leave your, don't, you don't want to leave your day job, you know, until it's too late, you know, or you know, until it's way past that kind of thing. So it's the same with land. It's such a good run in the background kind of thing. It can really pay all your bills forever, honestly, while you start doing some other things, do houses and do these things. And so a lot of our members just naturally go into that.
Mobile homes, mm-hmm. mobile home parks, it's endless.
Exactly.
Diversifying your real estate company, it should not be optional. It shouldn't right. be something that you're deciding to do or not. You have to do it. I'm a firm believer of growth. You have to grow or you're going to die. You right. can't just, I mean, that said, there's a lot of people in our group. One specific guy I remember in the beginning said, "I just want to make enough
yeah.
to pay my mortgage."
Exactly.
I don't know which, I think it's $1,200, just so I can get that bill out of my life.
Exactly.
And now he makes like $500,000 a month.
It's hard. Yeah, once you get going, you go, "Well, that wasn't hard. I can do a little bit more."
Oh, so use Brandon's example here in his question. He sent out 1,600 mailers and he's buying a bunch of deals, so much that he ran out of money. Mm-hmm. So what if he sent out 3,200? Mm-hmm. What if he sent out 40,000 mailers? Mm-hmm. How many properties would he buy then? He'd be done.
Right.
So, you know, and then 80,000. Some for mobile homes, some for infill lots, some for rural vacant land, some for ranches, and on and on and on and on. So this is a very positive, you're in a great position. You're putting yourself in a position to win.
You brought up a good point also earlier, Stephen, about diversifying and how it lessens the risk. If there's any kind of weird hiccup in any market, the more diversified your products are, the more you have in different parts of the country. You know, all of that stuff is just gonna, just, you're gonna sleep even better at night. You know, here's an example. This happens. You know, we've had people right before the San Juan, Puerto Rico storm in the last year. We had someone in our group that had just sent a mailer there. And they're like,
in Puerto Rico?
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
I didn't even know we had data for that.
Yes, we do. We tested it. We do. We have Alaska. We have Hawaii. So anyway, they had sent some offers out there. They're like, "Oh no, the storm hit and hit them hard. I don't want them to get my offers and think that I'm, you know, the scum of the earth trying to kick them when they're down. That wasn't my intention." So,
oh, I remember this.
Remember this? And so we said, "Don't worry. You know, yeah, if they can get the mail," the sad reality, but they might not be thrilled with your offer.
Yeah.
And it's too easy to apologize and say, "I am so sorry. That was not my intention. You know, I wish you all well, you know, and please throw it away," you know, kind of thing. But imagine if you were all in and you were the king of San Juan.
Yeah.
And that's where all your properties were and all of that. Yep. Stuff does happen, you know. So that's another reason why, even if you're doing land, diversifying.
Right.
And having stuff all over the country in all different sizes is such a safe, great way to run your business.
We are in such a good situation here. You know, how many people, listener, do you know that are just, they have money woes, you know? Probably more than half the people you know, no matter who you are. You don't have that problem.
I know.
I mean, we're in such a good situation. And if you want to, you have complete, I was explaining this to somebody like a couple years ago. If we want to make, I want to double our income, Jill,
mm-hmm.
I can do that next week.
I know.
I mean, that's crazy when you think about it.
I know. You know, here's another point. I think of a few things that I would not do as far as diversifying. Say you're cruising along as an awesome investor and you want to get into houses and the thought pops in your head, because it often does, well, then I should go get my real estate license. I would not diversify into that. Seriously.
Yeah, what wouldn't you diversify
yeah,
into?
Yeah, that would be one I wouldn't do.
Gosh, I wouldn't do that either.
Right? I highly recommend, if you're really bored though, and you have a lot of free time, I do highly recommend sitting through the classes and getting that information.
Yeah.
And really, you know, even if you just sit there to get, you will get something out of it.
More education is always better.
Oh yeah.
Always.
Well, and number two, what I got out of it, Stephen, was the mindset of these agents.
Yeah.
I actually sat there to go, oh, that's why they think that, because uh-huh. they're all taught that.
Yeah.
You know? So it really helps you understand that community, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a perfect world, you want to have a bunch of brokers and a bunch of agents in your back pocket, because all they're going to do is feed you information
sure.
should you need it. And you can help them out with information. And then all the dumb deals that come their way, that, you know, even a $50,000 deal, these agents do not want to do that. They don't want commission on $50,000. They want commission on $500,000.
Yeah.
They're not going to do them.
That's right.
So, and they're just going to hand them all to you. So there's so many things when we say diversify. I guess just this, maybe now you can come up for, I look at it as you can come up for air,
mm-hmm.
kind of look around and say, what else can I do to make my business better and make and bring in some other potential areas of revenue, you know?
Exactly. So, I mean, Jill and I are in the data business. We're in the website driving traffic business.
Mailer business.
We're in the bulk mail printing business. And so there's a lot of things that we have diversified into, and I'll tell you, once you start making money in real estate, you really should start looking at different types of companies to buy.
That's
Here's a
true.
Company we failed at. All truth be told here, we failed at operating an escrow company. And it's not because we didn't know how to do it, because we, gosh knows, we do our own deals,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them. We couldn't stand the constant contact that's involved with an escrow company. It was basically a call center.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that can go wrong in a real estate deal. And up in our regular business, if something goes wrong in our deal, we walk away. And so you can't walk away when you're serving a customer
right.
the way that they deserve to be served. And we weren't willing to do that.
Right. So let's be honest. When do you call an escrow company? When the deal's too big. Got it. Or there's some problem and you don't know how to undo it. You don't want to undo it. It's too tricky. You'd rather pay somebody else to track down that person, that get the death certificate, do all whatever it's involved, all the junk.
Here's why.
And that's what we got, was all the junk, which I wasn't totally prepared for.
Because in yesterday, the title was, because you should be, or 2 days ago, I think, you should be only working on acquisitions.
Right.
And when I mean that, I mean just buying property.
Right.
Shoving the stuff off as properties come in and then working on the next deal, shoving it down the pipeline.
Yep. So maybe we could end on this. It's a good thing to say. So as you diversify, if it doesn't feel right and you find yourself going, this is not what I wanted, then get out. Try something else.
Yep.
You don't have to follow through just because you started it.
Sure.
No, just because this is what I learned a long time ago. I didn't know this forever when I was a kid. I thought when you started a book, if it sucked, it doesn't matter. You had to finish the book.
Oh my gosh, Jill, so did I.
Isn't that funny?
And
I never knew.
That?
I don't know why. Who told me that? It was just kind of get through it, get to the end, and it'd be worth it. No. You don't have to do that. You can start a book. If you don't like it, give it away, put it down, whatever. Don't finish it. Move on. So you can actually, I'm here to tell you, we are here to tell you.
Why is that?
You can start a business. And if you don't like it, Get out. It's okay. Find something else.
There's only a few things you can't bail on in life. Everything else, you just get out of there when it goes sideways.
I can only think of one you can't bail on.
Children.
That's the one. Parenting. You cannot bail on parenting.
How can I not talk about marriage right now?
Because you can bail on that.
I know. I want to talk about it.
Oh,
and
no.
You don't want, you will not let, I promised you.
Can no,
I
you know what?
Talk about it in the
I just would like the positives.
You just, okay. Oh, my gosh.
You know what's so funny? I think, you know what, Stephen? I think you have a pretty darn good life. I'm not going to pat myself on the back, but I kind of am. I think you have a pretty darn good relationship here. I think your life is pretty darn sweet. So what do you have to complain about?
I'm not complaining.
Okay.
I think it's fun to rack on marriage because most people are just miserable.
Oh.
And I'm not miserable. I'm happy as heck. Took a few tries, but I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm not the first, but I'm the last.
That's what I like to tell her.
Thank you.
If all goes well, this will be the last company, and you'll be the last girl.
Deal.
Well, you've done it again. Truly wasted some time with us. I guess almost 20 minutes listening to the Land Academy show. Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode where we discuss choosing the right business partner. Man, that's important.
Thank you. And we answer your questions posted on our free online community. You can find it off of landacademy.com or just go straight to landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. All right. We started talking about marriage, and I thought I accomplished it. I thought I really just went the whole show without talking about
you
relationships.
You can't do it.
I know.
Can you? You can't do it.
Especially when you just open the door wide open like that. That's the problem. It's not me. It's you, Jill.
I did not. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. Hey, I have something to share. Since it's the after show, because I want to make this point. I think a lot of our listeners are sending mail. I hope a lot of our listeners are sending mail. I got wind about a week and a half ago of a large investor group thinking they were doing great, spending 80 cents a mailer.
And I'm 80 cents a unit?
80 cents.
That's kooks.
Because you know what? In a lot of areas, that is good. Over a dollar, there are places you could spend over a dollar. And these guys thought they negotiated something down to 80 cents, and they think that's good.
That's crazy.
And I know a lot of the people in this group were even handwriting things for a while, and they've come a long way. And I'm really happy about that. But please don't spend...
You mean the Landgate group? Let's just say it. We can say it.
It is. Please don't spend 80 cents.
No.
Yeah, I got people... That came there and said, we're spending 80 cents, at least we're not handwriting them anymore. We're not doing, you know, 10 a night or whatever it was. Now we're doing, you know, at least we're spending for it. But I'm like, 80 cents is too much. Go to Offers to Owners. You don't have to be a member. I don't care. You can get it for 59 cents. 58, 59 cents. I can't remember what
don't
it is.
Don't even join us if you don't want to. That's fine.
Just don't spend 80 cents.
Yeah, exactly.
Save the extra 20 cents on every unit because that's your money and that should be acquisition funds.
I just don't waste money. I can't stand that.
Right.
And don't, just please keep your mind open of that there are other ways to buy property inexpensively.
Mm-hmm.
Not just driving for dollars, not just back tax property, not just dead people. There's lots of positive ways. Just keep an open mind. Don't join our group. That's fine.
I don't care. Just use the mail because it's cheaper and that's all you need to know.
We just want you to succeed no matter where you do it.
Thank you.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.